When you have ringing in your ears, the way you respond to the ringing can make it better or worse. That's because our brains are choosing incorrectly to flag that tinnitus signal as something worthy of paying attention to.
Hey there, welcome to the Tinnitus Relief Podcast. If you've been told there's not much you can do for your tinnitus, I've got good news for you. I'm Dr. Ben Thompson, founder of Treble Health. I believe that there's always a way to better manage your tinnitus. I've teamed up with the world's best tinnitus doctors to create something special for you. It's called the Tinnitus Quiz, and it's a free assessment that I recommend for anyone with tinnitus. Why not give it a shot? It's free, and it's a great next step towards finding the relief you've been searching for. All you have to do is go to tinnitusquiz.com to get started today. Have hope. There is something you can do for your tinnitus. Now let's get started with today's episode.
Today, I'm going to explain some techniques you can start doing right now to help with tinnitus. Will these brain training techniques help you lower the ringing in your ears? Let's find out. Here's something most people don't understand. When you have ringing in your ears, the way you respond to the ringing can make it better or worse. That's because our brains are choosing incorrectly to flag that tinnitus signal as something worthy of paying attention to. These techniques come from cognitive behavioral therapy, also called CBT for short, which is really strong evidence for being able to treat tinnitus. I use CBT techniques with my patients every day, and you'd be surprised how much it can help them reduce tinnitus over time. So even if you're skeptical, try out the process and let us know how it goes. So first up, we have emotional reasoning. With this, you're going to write out your feelings towards your tinnitus. Whether you're feeling anger, sadness, anxiety, once they're written out, you want to write out why you're having those feelings. Oftentimes, our emotions aren't super logical, so it's natural to feel angry if you feel like you can't enjoy anything anymore because of your tinnitus. But is that entirely true? Tinnitus may make you more irritable or disrupt your sleep at times, but look for moments of joy that you have had during your day. Maybe you had a really nice dinner with friends or you went on a great hike. This exercise aims to take these negative emotions that you're feeling and turn them into something more neutral. So you want to reflect on a situation that made you feel angry, or maybe that's just the kind of mood that you were in. For example, you may have felt like your tinnitus really ruined your dinner with friends, and that made you feel angry at the tinnitus. If we reflect back to why you felt angry, you may come to realize that you already went to dinner in a bad mood because at work you were asked to take on another task that was originally assigned to one of your coworkers. So oftentimes there are other factors that are actually involved in why we're feeling a certain way and why we feel essentially the way that we do. But because of how we feel about our tinnitus, we often attribute those emotions solely to the tinnitus. I remember a patient that I worked with who felt that their tinnitus was really contributing to their mood and stress. They describe themselves as feeling more depressed and stressed out since their tinnitus began. But when we started to work together, we were able to uncover that the major source of their depression and stress was that they had recently lost a job a few months ago, and they haven't been having an easy time job hunting. And on top of looking for a job, they were also now taking on a greater parenting role with their children that they weren't previously accustomed to. So at the end of the day, their tinnitus was impacting them emotionally, but the degree to which it was actually much smaller than they originally thought because there were other factors behind their general feelings and mood. What I'm teaching you in this video are a set of skills that I use with all of my patients as a part of a larger treatment program called Tinnitus Retraining Therapy. These are methods that research shows are effective for all forms of tinnitus. If you're interested in a free consultation with me or one of the other great tinnitus-trained audiologists on our team, click the link above to schedule it today. In the Zoom consultation, you'll get a treatment plan personalized to your needs and an opportunity to ask the doctor questions about your specific case. Just click the link in the top corner of the screen and my team will help you out. Now, back to some more CBT techniques for tinnitus. Second, you want to work on your self-talk. You'd be surprised at how effective adjusting the way you speak to yourself, either out loud or just in your mind, can reduce your brain's reaction to tinnitus. You might say things like, "I want to get better." But if you've made any progress recently, try saying, "I am getting better." This is something that I often hear from my own patients, and I have to correct them because it sounds like "I want to get better" is a positive phrase, but it implies that presently they aren't okay. So by switching the language slightly to "I am getting better," it sounds as if you're already making progress towards overcoming tinnitus. I recall a patient of mine who felt like she was using positive affirmations continuously with herself. But when I asked her what she was saying, we found that they actually had negative undertones. So she was saying things like, "I'll get back to normal," or I need to be strong. So really listen to these two statements and you can hear that it sounds as though presently they're not normal or they're being weak, which couldn't be further from the truth. Firstly, tinnitus is a very normal part of the human experience, and most of us will have tinnitus at some point in our lives. And secondly, seeking help and trying to find tools that help minimize the effect of tinnitus requires strength and motivation. So as you can see, she was minimizing the progress that she was making and lowering her own confidence through this self-talk. It would have been more effective to say something like, "This is normal, and I'm really strong, and I'm going to be able to overcome this because I've been able to tackle other difficult situations in my life." So think about some of the things you're constantly saying and think about how you might be able to change them so they can be more positive while still being grounded in reality. We'll talk a little bit more about this with number 6, so stick around. Third, cognitive restructuring. It is so easy to fixate on a setback. Maybe your tinnitus flared up, maybe you couldn't sleep all night. It's something our brain naturally likes to do, but make an exercise of really focusing on your wins, big or small. An easy exercise at the end of the day is to write down one thing that went well. Or if you're further into your treatment, write down some of the big milestones and achievements to look back at. They're easy to forget. Darkness oftentimes overshadows the light in our lives, so if you can bring forward the light in your day, you'll start to see more of it. I had a patient who only ever focused on the negative parts of their day and how much their tinnitus seemed to impact all aspects of their life. When I asked them more detailed questions about how they were doing at work, they started to tell me about their recent job promotion and how they barely noticed their tinnitus while they're working. I simply had to repeat back to them what they just told me, and they were able to realize that maybe their tinnitus wasn't impacting their day to the extent that they thought it was. It really helped him to start to see that he was making it seem worse because he was choosing to only remember the more difficult parts of his day, which were really only a small portion of the entire day. Before we get to the rest, I just want to remind everyone that there are treatments for tinnitus. It takes work, but your tinnitus can get better. Cognitive behavioral therapy is a tool in a much larger toolbox, including sound therapy. Additionally, the thing that's causing your tinnitus might have its own treatment option specific to it. That's why it's so important to talk to an audiologist, whether it's someone in your local area or someone with our team. You can book a free consult with our team at Treble Health. Try it out by clicking the link at the top right of the screen, and we're always here to help. Fourth, live in the moment with mindfulness. Focus on how you're feeling in the moment and try to focus on what is making you feel good or happy. Take a moment to really look at what is going on around you and experience that moment utilizing all of your senses. It helps push aside tinnitus because our brain can only focus on one sensory input at a time. Life goes by really quickly if you don't take the time to enjoy it. I remember working with one patient who couldn't think about anything other than their tinnitus, no matter what they were doing. We started working on these mindfulness exercises that require them to choose an object and try to analyze it using their different senses. They would do this for a few minutes each day to help retrain their brains to focus less on the tinnitus and more on everything else that was going on around them. Over time, they reported feeling like their brain was more focused and clear of intrusive thoughts because they were actively engaged in assessing their surroundings and their environment. When they were focused on what the room smelled like or how the couch felt underneath them, they found that they weren't really thinking or hearing their tinnitus as much. It helped them feel more present as well with their friends and their family. Fifth, focus on you with self-reflection. Think about the things that make you feel good and happy. Is there something that you've always wanted to do or you have been meaning to make time to pick up a new hobby or start working out, doing anything like that? Now would be the time because it can help revitalize you and take away the mental energy and drain that has been utilized on hearing, thinking, and focusing on the tinnitus. Activities that help you learn new skills help to build new neural pathways and promote neuroplasticity or brain changes. Here's a quick exercise that you can do. You can select a new activity that you want to try out and you're going to be doing on a daily basis. It could be something like painting, running, doing crossword puzzles. I remember a patient that I worked with who utilized this technique and it significantly reduced their tinnitus. I told them to pick up a new hobby like learning to play the guitar and they started self-teaching themselves. He actually found out that when he was playing, he was unable to really hear his tinnitus and he found that he started to look forward to playing the guitar so much that he was almost always thinking about that when he previously would have been thinking about monitoring how loud his tinnitus was. So before that, he always listened to and was pretty much always thinking about his tinnitus. But because he started out this new hobby of playing the guitar and he started to really like it and wanted to kind of push himself, he found that overall his awareness and perception of his tinnitus started to go down. So really think about something that you can pick up and start doing, that something that's not only enjoyable, but something that will help you overcome this difficult time that you're having with tinnitus. Six, reduce cognitive distortions and start to think more objectively. When we're struggling, it's really easy for us to let our emotions get the best of us. But many times our thoughts and fears are illogical and not really fact-based. Having a professional who can help answer your questions can be a great way of letting go of the thoughts that have been keeping tinnitus on your mind. Here's a helpful exercise for you that you can try out. Write out some of your thoughts and analyze them by identifying the event that they took place in, the consequence of that behavior that accompanied the thought, and lastly, a rational counterstatement. So this is an example. You might start to think that, oh my gosh, my boss is angry at me. I must have messed up my report because I was distracted by my tinnitus, and now I'm going to get fired. I feel really sad and anxious, and now I'm spending a lot of time reviewing all my work, obsessing over past mistakes that I've made. So once you write out those thoughts and feelings, now you could respond to something like that by saying, well, my boss might just be angry about something else that has absolutely nothing to do with me. I just got a raise. They just told me that I was doing a great job. So it doesn't really seem that they could be all too upset with me because of that mistake I had made. Seventh, you want to set realistic goals. Everyone wants tinnitus to go away as fast as possible. But the reality is that we really don't know how long it's going to take. It can be really fleeting or it could be a little bit more long lasting. But either way, you can learn to reduce its impact on your life. Something that has become a primary focus in our lives will take time to go away from our thoughts. So your goal should be to feel just a little bit less aware and bothered by your tinnitus each and every day, rather than focusing on having it entirely disappear. This slow and steady approach really helps you feel that you're making progress as opposed to remaining stagnant or even worse, moving backwards in your recovery process. So you may want to try out this exercise. Select an activity or a time of day that you'd like to improve and focus your efforts on making that less affected by your tinnitus. So for example, I may want to notice my tinnitus less in the morning. Therefore, I'm going to start each morning with a meditation exercise, and then I'm going to go outside for a walk to kind of start off my day on the right foot. After a few days, you can reflect on how these changes have improved your mornings. If you're dealing with tinnitus, remember that our team at Treble Health is always here to help. If you haven't already, I recommend that you schedule a complimentary telehealth consultation with our team. This is a very worthwhile appointment, as you'll be paired with an experienced audiologist. Click the link on the screen to get started. When you sign up for your Zoom consultation, you'll get an assessment of your tinnitus case by the doctor, a treatment plan that's personalized to your needs, and an opportunity to ask the doctor questions about your specific case. Hope to see you there, and remember that there's always something that you can do for your tinnitus.
I'm Ben Thompson, founder of Treble Health. Thanks for joining us in today's episode of the Tinnitus Relief Podcast. Remember, despite what you've heard, there's always a path to better managing your tinnitus. Looking for what to do next? Try the Tinnitus Quiz, which I crafted alongside the world's leading tinnitus doctors. It's a free assessment that I strongly recommend for anyone struggling with tinnitus. Why not take a moment to give it a try? Visit tinnitusquiz.com to get your results today. Stay hopeful. There's so much you can do for your tinnitus.